Tran is a former Buffalo State College graduate and a retired U.S. Army Staff Sergeant. He was wounded and deeply affected by serving time in combat in the Iraq War. When he returned home to Western New York, he was a radio personality, but then began plunging into comedy. Later, he decided to move to Los Angeles.
I left Western New York in 2008 to pursue stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy was, it became my therapy after I got back from Iraq. And you and I spoke several times, even off the air, about what happened in Iraq and the things I'd gone through, because I was wounded in combat, and then my roommate was killed right before I left, so I had a lot of the same traumas that a lot of combat soldiers come back with: post-traumatic stress disorder, alcoholism, and lots of psychological problems. The only difference was I suffered these things fantastically well. If my friend would black out for a day, I would black out for a week. And after years of talking to doctors and counselors and therapists, the only thing I found that really calmed me and brought me back to a place that I like to call my zero, my baseline, was stand-up comedy. It was getting on stage and telling jokes and making people laugh, or I think just the frightening feeling of, this is a new joke, I may bomb, which is the same feeling I get when I'm about to step out a foot of a C-130 and hope my parachute opens. And it's, I think, that same feeling that got me into stand-up comedy. So I moved out to Los Angeles in 2008. I've done moderately well for myself. I'm paying the bills, I guess. And I created a tour called the GIs of Comedy, and we are three combat veterans of different branches of the U.S. military. We've been touring all over the country.
I'm a retired Army Staff Sergeant. I know what you're thinking. I look very young to be retired. I'm Asian. We age very well.
The comedy literally saved my life. When I came home from Iraq, I had, like many veterans and combat vets that come back, had a severe drinking problem. I had depression and all the things that come back with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I literally was told, after I nearly had a heart attack at the age of 24, you have to smile, you have to laugh, you have to enjoy life again, which, as anybody who's come back from comedy combat knows, it's really hard to enjoy life when you've just come back from a combat zone.
You write all this own comedy, then? It's based on military?
It's not all based on military. I think that's one of the things I fear with this tour, but as more people see it and come to our shows, they realize we're called the GIs of comedy only because the one binding factor that brings us all together is that we were veterans and we served our country and continue to serve with our comedy. But we're all different comics. We're fathers, brothers, sons. I'm Asian. There's a Cuban. We've got a white guy from Buffalo. So it's all different jokes about all different things. I mean, one of our comics just had two kids. So he's doing material now about how his older son, who's three, is trying to kill his younger son, which is why he can't come on tour with us. But we do have military-tinged jokes. And the only difference is that everybody will laugh at those jokes, but the guys who served in uniform, guys and girls who put on the boots, they're going to laugh even harder because they've literally been there.
And you told me off air that this is not about making money, this comedy venture of yours.
No, good Lord, if this was about making money, I would have stopped this a long time ago. But no, the GIs of Comedy was created because when I came back from Iraq and I left the Army in 2005 and I started doing stand-up comedy, I said to myself, I want to do something to continue serving these men and women who are going overseas. So my goal at that point was, I want to get back to Iraq or Afghanistan and tell jokes. And in 2008, I got to do that. I did 2 weeks in Iraq, performed for hundreds of troops all over Iraq. And then I got back to Los Angeles and I went, and now what? And then I met these comics who were so funny. And then it turns out they happened to be in the military. And then after doing some research, I found out Drew Carey was a Marine. Paul Rodriguez was in the Air Force. Jimi Hendrix was in the Army. He was in the 82nd Airborne. So many comics and musicians and artists and actors were all in the military, and we all live in Los Angeles. I said, I need to do something and continue serving. So I created this group, and it's a labor of love. It's really, I mean, the amount of money I've lost doing this tour is unbelievable. But what I get back in kind is anytime a young soldier comes up to me and says, hey, I just got back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I haven't smiled since I stepped back in the United States, but I just laughed for 90 minutes. And that 90 minutes of laughter is the best thing I've felt in the year that I've been gone. And that's why we do this tour, that the healing process of laughter, the momentary forgetfulness of the pain and the trauma that you went through in combat. A good belly laugh will make you forget that stuff. And if we can do that for 90 minutes, that's what this tour is about.
Tom, great to see you again. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Eileen.